This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back into The Whole Show. 19 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Glad you guys could be with us here on this Wednesday. It's been busy, man. We've had a lot of ground to cover throughout the show today. And here in just a moment, we're going to catch up with CSU head coach Nico Medved. Trying to get a hold of him right now. He just signed his new deal, a new five-year deal with two option years added at the end. So I know Rams fans were just so pumped about this, and we all are. I've been asking, you know, pretty much every day what's going to happen here. And, you know, as this progressed, we kept no news is good news, all that kind of thing. He ain't going anywhere. Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline, CSU head coach Nico Medved. Coach, hey, I just want to say congratulations. Susan and Cheryl want to say congratulations. And thank you for sticking around, my friend. We are so pumped about the decision.
Well, thank you for having me. So, no, I'm excited. It's excited the way things work out, and can't be more excited for what's ahead for us. So we've got a lot of work to do, and I'm really proud of what we built, you know, on and off the court. But, you know, the goal is to take it to a new level.
We're looking forward to it. You have built a wonderful foundation there at Colorado State. And that was the thing on our minds, Coach. Everybody was asking every single day. I probably talked about it 452 times a day the last month or so, Coach, wondering whether or not you were going to be here. Your name is all over the place, of course, but Rams fans celebrated. They rejoiced this week when they got the news. Can I ask the question, though, Coach? Was there ever any doubt?
I mean, that's a tough question. I mean, I think that, you know, to be honest, like, I mean, it's no secret. I mean, everybody, like, we loved it here. We're so happy with what we were building in the season. I think it's just so important. It's like I tell my players all the time, enough to be where your feet are, you know. And as you know, it's like what we're going through right now. Life is simpler during the season. You know, when the season ends, it's just, you know, I'm getting ready to head to the airport again. We've got visits, recruiting. So you really don't have a lot of time to catch your breath. I mean, we were really hopeful that, you know, something could work out here that made sense for us. But, you know, there's, again, everybody's working really hard. We're working really hard. But listen, we were headed that way. And it worked out the way that it was supposed to for me and my family, and I couldn't be more excited.
Coach, what is it about Colorado State and Fort Collins? Because I think when we talk about you, the dream is that you're going to be the basketball version of Sonny Lubick. Everybody wants you to be here for your basketball coaching ability, but also the person that you are. What is it about this community that just has you so committed to Fort Collins, Colorado, and Colorado State?
You know, it doesn't take long to come here and forget basketball for a second. It's just it's a phenomenal community to be a part of and live in. You know, people who come here who haven't been here, they automatically fall in love with the place. It's got such a great vibe. It just continues to grow, and so it's just a phenomenal place that way. And you know, you've got so many friends and connections. And you know, you look at the job from a basketball standpoint, you know, and we've continued to grow it. You know, as we built it, the fans have come out, the investments get bigger, the league continues to grow. And, you know, everybody who comes here, too, has had an opportunity to be around this university or in the athletic department says, boy, there's so much potential here at CSU. Boy, we've done it in spurts, but boy, there's a chance to really do something here. And I've always believed that when I came as an assistant and now fortunate enough to be a head coach. And so I think everybody who's here sees that. And yeah, we've got work to do. We've got work to do in a lot of areas, but you just look at the potential of this place, what we've been able to build with the program, the community that it is, you know, and I think Brady, quite honestly, you know, you have your chance to put a stamp on something in a way that maybe hasn't been done before, and I think that's a cool opportunity.
I love to hear you say that, because we have talked about that so much. Like, hey, it isn't, and I'm not, this isn't a negative, but it isn't necessarily easy. When you look at all of these other colleges and maybe blue bloods, these established schools, you know, you get a coach that just steps right into an already successful program. There's got to be something extra special about saying, hey, when I stepped in, you know, they had their ups and downs and certainly some downs. And here we go. We've built something up for the two out of the last 3 years. You guys have went dancing. That is no easy feat.
No, it's not. And, you know, I think the other thing, we're in a transformational time in college athletics. I mean, whether it's here or anywhere, it's a major challenge for all of us right now with everything going on. And you do, you still have your blue bloods. You have all this, you know, different levels of resources and tradition and all those things. But I mean, it doesn't take long to look at the landscape is in a real chaotic state right now. And so it's that way everywhere. And, you know, you're just trying to keep your head down and find your niche in that place and continue to move it forward. So we have our challenges here, but people have their challenges everywhere, you know, and some are different than others, but that's just kind of the nature of the beast right now.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us right now. And coach, we just saw this right before we got you on, so I thought, perfect. Coach will love to dive into this. Nick Clifford has declared for the 2024 NBA draft. Now, I got to ask, I'm a little slow. I just read what he wrote and said, I will be entering my name in the 2024 NBA draft. What does that mean? Does that open the door for a potential return? What can you tell us at this stage, Coach?
Yeah, I think so. I for sure. But, you know, again, just like David and Zay before him, I mean, you know, Neek's job right now, like all these guys, his dream is to play in the NBA. And so my job, and I want to support him at the highest level of having the opportunity to go to the NBA. So that's where his focus needs to be right now, is doing that. But yes, of course, there's a door open to him coming back for CSU. But I think a mistake like he could make right now is to try to play both sides against the middle. Right now, at least for this next month or longer than that, he's got to go all in. And there's definitely a door to coming back. He loves it here. We love having him here, you know. And I think it's really important. It's hard. You know, you have guys every year that are, you know, going through this process and everything, and it does it make my job and our job more challenging? Absolutely. Would it be unbelievable to have Neek Clifford back in our program? Absolutely. But you know what else would be great is if Neek had an opportunity, you know, this season to work his way into a contract in the NBA or a draft choice of some kind. I couldn't be prouder of him if that happened, and that's what you want for all your players, because, listen, I'm only in the position I'm in because I've had good players and I had great players. That's what this is about, and it's my job to support them in living out their dreams.
Well, and Coach, I mean, it's one of those, you hate to see them go, but you're also excited about it. But on the other side of that, too, that's kind of a nice recruiting tool. Hey, David Roddy went in the first round. Isaiah Stevens might go somewhere. And then we got another guy, Neek Clifford. I mean, that's just another thing, another feather in the cap that you can add when you're talking to potential players.
Well, I hope so. I think that proves you can come here and do it. It proves that players come here and get better. It proves that players come here and enjoy playing here and being in our program and going to school at Colorado State and being in Fort Collins. And so I think all those things are great. So I think it's a win-win, you know, that way. And I hope he does great. And, you know, and like I told, hey, if it doesn't happen the way he wants to in the NBA this year, he's going to come back here and have a great year here next year. But he's got a great future ahead of him wherever it lands.
CSU head coach Nico Medved joining us. And I know you have a lot of work to do, Coach, so we won't keep you much longer. But when you look at the upcoming season, you know, obviously you have the off season to figure out what this roster is going to look like. You're replacing a lot of guys. But this is going to be interesting territory for everybody at Colorado State. Going into the year, obviously David Roddy, we've gotten used to that, but no Isaiah Stevens. I think, was it your first year coach at CSU as a head coach? You didn't have those guys, and then the rest of the way you did.
I had one of those two guys the rest of the way. Yeah. No, you're right about that. And again, it's no secret, you know, if you go and you look at any coach or program that's had success, you know, these coaches get credit, but they've had great players, you know, and who are great people. And so that's what's happened. And, you know, it's your job at any program. The one thing about college, they don't stay forever, right? They've got to, and we've had some guys that have stayed for 5 years, obviously with the COVID rule and everything, but you know, this is the last year of that. And so, you know, that's part of the lifeblood of college athletics is they don't stay forever. So you're constantly having to try to find the next one. And we do. I mean, you know, we lost some players to graduation year specifically that, you know, were huge parts of what we're doing both on and off the court. You know, we lost a transformational player, maybe the best player to ever play at CSU. And those things were going to happen no matter what. And then we've got another great player going through the draft process. So yeah, you know, this is going to be a year of change, but I'm excited about it. I'm excited about the path forward. We've got our work cut out for us, but we believe a lot of people, you know, are excited about having the opportunity to play in our program.
Well, and we're pumped to see new faces coming in, maybe old faces returning. We'll see, Coach. Last one for, and I'm just gonna talk about this. It's the other elephant in the room. You know, your name was all over the place. There's another name that's all over the place, and that's Oliver Farokhmanesh. I'm just saying the name. You tell me what comes to mind.
No, I mean he has been a huge part of this, and he's a phenomenal assistant and a phenomenal person and teacher. And it doesn't take you long to figure that out. I mean, just like having great players, Brady, I mean, when you have great assistant coaches, I mean, that's what makes me look like I know what I'm doing, you know, and you figure that stuff out pretty quickly as a leader. So, I mean, Ali's going to be a head coach one day, you know, wherever that is. You know, the one thing about him that he just keeps his head down and just keeps working. He knows, you know, that opportunity will come, but just like Ali, he's not in a rush to get it. He just knows, he just continues to do a great job like he does every day for us. Something great's going to happen for him, and it already has. And so he's got a bright future. He's got a bright, you know, current too. And so does the rest of my staff. I've got a great, great coaching staff. Those guys play such a huge part in our success. And, you know, now we got work to do, and we're going to roll our sleeves up and get to work and keep developing some of these great young players we have in the program. We've got a great group of young guys coming in, and now we've got to go add some help in the portal and get ready for next year.
Well, and Coach, lastly, I was just so impressed. You know, when we signed up to do the remote broadcast all day out at Harmony Club there way back when, last fall, you know, I look at that and go, man, this could be intimidating. I'm going to be interviewing every single player, every single coach, every single hour, segment, whatever. But I was so blown away by the players, by the staff, the way they could communicate, the way they talked, the way they just kept the conversation flowing. It was one of my favorite broadcasts, and I'm saying it, Coach. I talked to you about how great Colorado was, and I think right then you said, you know what, Brady, I'm sticking around. Money, I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about a long term deal. I'm sticking around. So, Coach, I just want to hear you say it.
Well, I tell you what's funny about that. I do remember that. Do you remember the view that day from the porch up there?
Yeah,
you know?
I do.
And I live out here, you know, and so it's such a cool place. And yeah, I do. What a cool day, and I hope maybe we can have you back again this year.
I would love to do it, Coach, and that I'll take it. That's as good as you basically saying I was the reason. I'll take it for my ego. I needed that boost today.
You know what, Brady? I probably have some pull there. I could probably help you with that. So, yeah.
Coach, appreciate you, man. Congratulations. You are one of the good ones. I promise I won't text you anymore and say, hey, you sticking around? You sticking around? I'll leave you alone. We'll let you get back to work.
You're doing your job. So, no. Hey, appreciate it, man. Any time, and we're looking forward to next year, and I'm looking forward to next season too. You know, I'm looking forward to Coach Norvell and football season here, and Emily and volleyball. I mean, I just think we got a lot of great things going here, and hopefully it's going to be a really exciting year here at CSU.
I love it. You're getting me pumped up, Coach. Good luck to you this off season, and we'll hope to catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate it.
Nico Medved, CSU head coach. What do you think? He basically said, "You were the reason I'm here." What did you hear? Because that's all I could hear.
I had a conversation with somebody. I saw the view, and I thought, "Hey, this is nice." I can't remember that guy's name.
He said he remembered. He remembered the view from our chat, and basically, he's like, "Yeah." And I said, "Hey, can you just say it?" And he didn't say it, but I could see it in his eyes.
Was he looking at you when he answered, or was he looking out at the view?
He looked annoyed, if I'm being honest, because the way I set it up was, "You're not leaving, are you? Ever?" And he almost was like, "Seriously, bro, it's not even the season, and we're having fun out here, and you're going to go there." But he's a good sport, man. He's so cool. He and I do text him. I do text Ali. And Ali Farokmanesh's birthday was yesterday. And I said, "Hey, happy birthday. Don't ever leave." I drop it in all the time. And of course, I'm kidding. You meet these guys and you want the best for them. I think they would think the same thing of me if I were, leaving or whatever. I would imagine that's the same deal. So I love it when the coaches that I like as people stick around. It does make it harder to be critical of them. I will admit, it's harder to be critical of Nico Medved. It's hard for me to go, "Oh, man, he should have called a timeout there." But you got to do it. And it is more difficult to do that when you have guys that you could seriously. I don't know if we consider each other friends, but he's great to talk to when you see him in public or you get him on the program. So he's one of the good ones, and I'm happy about it. Angel, I just got some news here. We need to dig into this. The tight end for CU, gone. Let's talk about that. 35 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.